Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. My name is Glenn Grimmage, and we got Jerry Thomas.
And, how you
We're coming to you live out of New York City, Brooklyn, and Queens in the house. And we've got a real interesting show for you tonight. And we're going to be talking about stress. We're talking about not so much what causes it, because everybody gets stressed and know how to get stressed. But we're going to talk about how to de-stress. And we're going to look at food, exercise, and meditation. And we're also going to be looking at stress in relationships. And that's going to be a big one. Definitely, right, Jerry?
Oh, yeah. That's we touch on that a few minutes.
We're going to take some time with that. So stress in relationships, stress in the workplace, and stress in the home. And so we're going to be talking about that and talking about how you can combat it and what you can do around it and so on and so forth. So we got a real interesting conversation. We're going to start out and do our regular routine, which is the declaration.
Yeah.
And then we'll come back. You're going to do the declaration for us, Jerry?
Yeah, I'll do the declaration. No problem.
Okay. All right.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to International Black Summit. This is the declaration of International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except being. We assert that we are responsible for generating communities as possibilities and distinctions. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creating of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibilities of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality and in the mirth of our men, women, and children. Building economies for responsible for funding our community. Maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. Providing human services. Establishing nurturing relationships. Altering the conversation of who we are in the media. Empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlantic, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, north, south, east, west, above and below, for ancestors, moments of silence, please. Thank you very much. Back at you, Glenn.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So the purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And so said a different way, what that is really an invitation for you to come with your projects, with your vision, with what it is that you want to create in your life, and listen for, use the show to listen for and provide an opportunity for you to bring it to being your vision, you know, for the black community and the world. So it's really an opportunity to play. I invite you to listen to the show from the standpoint of impacting your projects and the things that you're working on and the people that you work with and are doing things with. And we're going to be introducing some things that hopefully would be very, very valuable to you. And, of course, we have an annual event that takes place in the month of August, the first full weekend in August, and this year we're going to be in Chicago. Last year we were in Baltimore, Maryland, and the year before that we were in London, England, and the year before that we were in Anguilla, West Indies. So we've been traveling around the world, having this conversation for the people who can hear the conversation, who can listen to the conversation, and who are up to moving and shaking and altering things in their lives. So with that, I want to throw it back to you, Mr. Jerry, and would you give us one of the traditions that we started that Jerry actually brought to the talk show is for us to always have Kwanzaa available, so not to just use Kwanzaa in the month of December, but to really bring Kwanzaa, the presence of Kwanzaa and its principles throughout the year. So Jerry has taken that on for us as a talk show team, and just so you know, there are not just Jerry and I. We're happy to have some lovely women that work with us. Henrietta, out of Chicago. We have Claire Alliance DeVone. We have Jill Van Sant. I don't know if I got that last name right, but she's out of Atlanta, Georgia. And we've got Jakesha Showers, who is really kind of world traveler. She's been hanging out in Japan for a minute, but she's back in the States, and I believe she's in Kansas City. I'm not even sure if it's Missouri or Kansas City, Kansas, but she's somewhere in the middle states having some fun and creating some opportunities and possibility. So we all can be reached at talkshow@gmail.com, and we're at blacksummit.org. So that's the website where you can get information on the summit. We also have lots of what they call summit share. So summit share is like an introduction to the summit. So it's an opportunity for people to come in and to listen and to hear a little bit more detail about what the summit is. The summit is this fabulous 3-day event. It starts on Thursday night. Thursday night we have an opening, and the city that's hosting the event does something, invites us and introduces us to that city. Of course, when we were in New Orleans, they had a second line, and they had the bands and the music. And when we were in Baltimore, Baltimore was our 20th anniversary, and we actually had a dance group of young people from Baltimore performed and actually included the Declaration in their performance. So that's the kind of thing that occurs in the on Thursday night in the opening. What was your experience of the opening on Thursday night for you, Jerry?
It was cultural. It's a experience that you can't describe unless you experience it. To me, that was one of my summit moments. You know, see our history evolving. Because last year, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, last year was my very first summit. And so coming into 20 years of existence of International Black Summit, it's, wow. It's, to really think bad about it, it was something that, again, that you have to experience it, that you know, I knew that my vision was clear when I was involving myself. So I urge anybody, just take a deep breath and get on that summit ride.
Yeah, yes, it really is that, because one of the things that occurs in the summit is that this is a 3-day event, so it's Friday. So the summit actually starts that Friday, so it's all day Friday, Saturday, and most of Sunday. So you've got 3 days of an experience that is remarkable, that is unique, because each summit is different. Each summit is driven by the people in the room and their conversations and their things that they're up against in themselves and in their community, and what are they looking to aspire in terms of change and impact in the community. So you've got community leaders that are up to making the difference with themselves and making the difference with black folks around the world. So it's a great conversation. I couldn't begin to describe it to you, but the Summit Share actually is a way of getting a sense of what it might be like. You know, if you've ever been for Thanksgiving dinner, and you could smell the turkey cooking, you can smell the ham for those of you who eat pork, and if you could smell the yams or smell the sweet potatoes or whatever else, there's a particular aroma, and you can kind of get a sense of what the meal. Now, you haven't tasted the meal yet, but you can get a sense of what it's brewing. That's what the Summit Share is. So it's an opportunity for you to get a sense of what it might be like for you and what kinds of things that you'd be learning and interested in and working on. So that gives you a little conversation to go on. Jill, are you on the line? Okay. Wanted to find out and make the announcements for the summit shares. Anyway, we'll get back to that in a minute. Jerry, so you're going to give us the Kwanzaa principle?
Well, yes, the one that we picked out for this week that connected the issues that we be talking tonight is number 3, Ujamaa. In parentheses, collective worth and responsibility. And go more on that is to build and maintain our communities together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. So, brothers and sisters, so while we was going through each topic tonight, just remember one thing, especially in our African African American community or Africans around the world, let's try to solve our problems together, brothers and sisters.
Very good, Jerry. Thank you so much. We've got a couple of folks on the line, and we're going to be opening up the line in a minute. So if you'd like to speak, I'm going to press 1, and we'll allow you to jump in and interact. And we've also got some folks in the chat room. And so you can actually ask questions in the chat room as well. So, Henrietta, you want to talk a little bit about the summit shares that are coming up? Henrietta? Okay. I know your mic is open. Okay, well, we'll get back to Henrietta in a second. So we'll postpone that piece till a later point in time. Just want to let you know that this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We are here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. We also have Oxygen Rooms, which is from
the mic
9:30. Yes, Henrietta, are you? Yes,
can you hear us?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
You're on the air.
Okay. We didn't think you could hear us.
I can hear you now. And everyone can hear you now.
Hello, everyone. fresh from the facilitator body retreat. And yes, we are having a lot of summit shares at the, we are specifically having them every month in certain areas, in Atlanta, in the Atlanta area, in the Chicagoland area, in D.C., Baltimore area. There's a summit share every month.
Has left the conference.
So if you go to blacksummit.org, you will get the specific dates and times of those summit shares. Glenn.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me.
I'm gonna put you on mute, so you just hang out. And,
thank you.
Yeah.
We'll be
right.
Back to you in a second. Okay, we are having a little technical difficulty. What we do, just so you know, one of the things that we're working on, we used to have what we call the oxygen room available during the show, and we still do. And so when what happens there is we're using that to extend the number of callers we have. We now just recently upgraded, and so we're not going to be using that moving forward. But that number, just so that you have it, is 218-862-6420-797-4834 pound, and we will be continuing the show from 9 to 9:30. So anyone who's called into the oxygen room tonight, we're going to ask you to call into our 646-716-9827, which is the live line and the direct connect into the show. So we're going to be utilizing that moving forward. After February, the 218 number will not be available during the show, but only after the show from 9 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. So those are the kinds of things that that we're doing here at the International Black Summit. And also wanted to let you know that we will be addressing Clara Lyons-Devon and featuring her in the month of February. She's been leading this conversation for about 2 years now, and she has relinquished her reign to Henrietta Byrd. And Henrietta Byrd is now leading us and is doing quite a fine job. And so we're looking forward to getting lots and lots of listeners now that we've got the phone lines to accommodate them, and we're going to be bringing you some very interesting topics coming up. So that's what I wanted to let you know. Jerry, anything that you wanted to bring up before we start on our conversation about stress and relieving stress?
No, I say my comments at the end of the show.
Okay, all right, very good. Very good. So let's get into it. Folks, if you've got a question, you can press 1, or if you have a comment or a question to raise, press 1, and we'll see you and bring you into the conversation. So we're talking about stress tonight, and we're talking about how to relieve stress. And, of course, one of the places I'm going to start out with is with food, and food being one of the areas that that certainly is an area that I see. Okay, listener, I see your hand up. Give me a couple minutes, and we're going to get right to you. I think that's 773. We're going to get to you in a second. So one of the things that, as I looked up, what kind of foods actually releases stress? And, you look online, and there are a lot of interesting things. Asparagus is one of the things because of folic acid that's available, and that's very good to release hormones that affect your mood. So certainly eating certain vitamin and mineral that contain folic acid and vitamin B can be very, very helpful to steadying your mood. And one of the things that I thought was very interesting is they said that beef, don't sleep on beef. Now, I know some of you vegetarians out there, and, of course, those who are worrying about their cholesterol and such have to be very, very careful with that. But one of the things about beef is the level of zinc and iron, and, again, B vitamins. So B vitamins keep showing up in the conversation. Milk contains antioxidants and vitamin B and B12, but those of you who are lactic intolerable, you have to be very, very careful with that and careful with your dairy because, of course, again, dairy consumption can help to cause the cholesterol and what have you. Almonds. Almonds are very good. Blueberries. They say blueberries and most of the berry family, but blueberries in general, are very, very high antioxidants and offer high fiber and a low-calorie fruit option. Some people even say tuna fish, which I thought was kind of interesting. So, again, the tuna. The tuna, basically, the tuna fish is a vitamin B6 and B12. So that's a good low-fat protein source. Again, these are recommendations. These are we're not doctors, so we ask that you look at and be mindful of any diet restrictions that you do have. But healthy snacks, raw veggies, hummus, drinking green tea is supposed to be very, very good for stress relief. And, interesting enough, I thought this one was interesting. Rice Krispie treats made with puffed brown rice or a mixture of puffed whole grains. And that's while you're watching an intense sporting event. Also, they say oranges. Oranges are very good for you with the vitamin C. This one was pretty funny. It says when you have your in-laws coming over for dinner, that's usually could be a little stressful for some people, serve a garden salad and fresh beets. Okay. So, they offer some interesting ideas of how to do that. A portobello burger are rich in selenium, which say is... gets rid of depression and anxiety and fatigue. So there are lots of different things out there. But the thing to be mindful is to know your body, know what you need to put in place, and to include some healthy choices. You know, the broccolis, dried apricot. One of the things I saw, dried apricots are rich in magnesium, which is... it's a natural muscle relaxant. The dried apricots has got a lot of vitamin D. Turkey is a amino acid trigger release. So it's actually feels good in the brain. This is the reason why a lot of people feel relaxed when they eat turkey or even are tired when they eat, because it has the body relax. Sweet potatoes, that's another favorite around big meals, and of course you got to watch your water intake. So those are some of the things to kind of think about, and we've got a couple of listeners. Jerry, anything that you want to say about food before I open it up?
I know when I took the nutritious class last year, what I learned about certain foods, like when you eat certain nuts, you gotta make sure that you read the back. You gotta know how many calories it is, how much sodium it is, because sometimes when it's unsweetened, sometimes it's not. So I tell more on that. I tell people to be, especially in our community, to be more educated, to learn how to read the items in the back. About dealing with sodiums and calories and stuff like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right, because one of the things is when you eat from a stress standpoint, you don't want to put on calories and now be stressed about your weight as well. So you actually want to be smart about it. We're going to open it up to caller 773-491. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Glenn and MVP and Henrietta. This is Claudie.
Hey,
Claudie.
Hey, Claudie.
Hey, Claudie.
How are you all? Yes, I can
great.
Hear you.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good. I just staying on the topic of stress. Another support for
Mr. Martinez from New Orleans
has arrived.
Hey, Nunu.
Hi.
Welcome,
doing?
Claudia.
Oh yeah, JT.
All right.
Hey, Glenn.
Good evening, good evening.
Everybody
good evening.
Else
out
there.
All right. Okay.
All right, now.
Oh,
go
so
ahead,
Marty.
Yes, another aspect of to support reducing stress is really found in the declaration of the summit, and that is there's nothing to do but be. With regard to a distinction of that is that there's no right way to be. And we get hung up on being fearful of being incorrect or striving to be perfect or correct. And that creates expectations. Expectations create stress. So our challenge is to remove expectation as much as possible from our lives. We can have the goals, we can have the visions, we can have all of those things and do them with an open mind without expectations about how they're supposed to look.
Okay.
So I'd like to, that's my contribution to that, to the issue around stress.
And that's a very great contribution. Thank you, Claudia.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We want to really listen to what Claudia is saying around altering our behavior, you know, altering the kinds of things that we allow in our environment to upset us, to, you know, especially when we, you know, we're going to talk a little bit more about the relationship and in the workplace. And at home. So those are areas that we bring lots and lots of expectations. We bring a lot of anxiety because things don't work out the way we had thought they would or want them to be. And we have some tools in the International Black Summit, which we call distinctions, that we utilize. No right way to be, and there's nothing to do except be. Because who we are spiritual beings, and so we've got an opportunity to use that kind of behavior to calm ourselves and to relax ourselves and to deal with situations and relationship in the workplace and in the home. So that was a great example of how to relieve stress. Thank you so much, Claudia. Jerry, you want to talk a little bit about exercise and maybe even share some of your experience in terms of what you've noticed about exercise as being used as a stress relief.
Okay. Yeah, we want to talk about exercise. I think the one thing, especially as African Americans, we the only people in the United States have the high rate of hypertension, had a high rate of sugar diabetes, and other disease. I know for me, when I went to the doctor at the beginning of 2009, I had a very high cholesterol problem. And what happened, the doctors expressed to me that you need to exercise, that you need to eat the nourishment foods like in the morning, because I'm not a big breakfast eater. If you catch me eat a big breakfast, that's great. But I gotta listen to the doctor and train myself to eat right, to eat healthy, and wait till like 30, 40 minutes, and then exercise. And by doing that consistently, slowly but surely, it will bring my cholesterol level down. And also what I was doing when I was walking, like for instance, if I had to go to the store, it was like, I said about 15 blocks. Well, I go and walk, and then I walk back, and then I eat like solids instead of like eat. Sometimes, you know, I pick up eating a hamburger or two, ain't no problem. But I substitute with that to eat solid, and this is like, it was like spurring me on to go to take up the nutrition class of last year, and then I started learning more about something and have like a snack, like nuts and raisins or. Or you want to make a sandwich, make sure if it's whole wheat or bran. When you buy mayonnaise, make sure it's low sodium. And, you know, other stuff than that. But I noticed myself when I start exercising, I feel more better about myself. I feel more healthier. And especially like the doctor told me that you think clearer too. Yeah, then he told me one thing too, that at nighttime it's not good to go to bed late because your body's not gonna get enough sufficient rest to exercise or to eat. You know, make sure you go to bed of a certain time so you at least get about 8 hours of sleep. And so what I learned
Keep going.
And one other thing too that we have to learn is to drink water.
Yes.
I think it's very important, and stay away from sodas. Or if you're going to drink juice, like I say, make sure you read the labels.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very, very important in our community.
The other thing I wanted to add to that is that not only is it great for high blood pressure, you talked about cholesterol, but also high blood pressure and diabetes,
yeah.
which are two of the biggest killers in our community. So,
yeah.
And the interesting thing about it is stress contributes to them. So that stress actually makes them worse. So it makes... I know a friend of mine who, when she gets stressed out, her blood pressure goes up. So it's a direct correlation to stress and increasing her blood pressure. And so, again, the very things that we talked about, food, and we talked about exercise, snacking, correctly eating, good meals, all of those things. Claudia mentioned behavior. All of those things contribute and are things that we can do to relieve some of the stress that's occurring around us. I actually want you to talk a little bit about meditation, Jerry. What's your experience with meditation? And I'll share a little bit about myself and meditation. Because, again, we're looking at all three of them. So we're looking at foods, looking at exercise and meditation as a way of relieving stress. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. Well, for me, meditation for me, and that was part of the doctor was telling me about too, that it's good for me to meditate, to make sure that your body, make sure your mind is clear. Whatever it is in your mind, make sure you clear it, make sure you meditate. At first I was trying to meditate at least about 3 to 5 minutes. Now I'm up to like 10 minutes. You know, every morning I make sure Nothing's in my way at that moment. And I just meditate, you know, pray to God. I sit down or stand up, wherever where I'm at, I just meditate. And I find myself more focused on what I have to do for the rest of the day. So meditate to me is part of knocking down the stresses too.
Very good. One of the things I want to underline what Jerry said was meditation as a means of clearing. We have a distinction in the International Black Summit called clearing. And clearing can be as simple as meditating. Sometimes it's having someone just listen to you. So someone who is there to not to criticize, not to to say anything about it, but just to listen. And sometimes you need to just say what's there for you and have someone who can listen to you, and that process we call is clearing. So you're really clearing your body and your mind of thoughts or whatever thoughts that you're having such that other things can come in, more creative and productive things. Sometimes you need to do a dump, you know, I'll call up Jerry and say, look, Jerry, listen, man, I just need you to listen. And I'll tell him all my sad stories and my you know, what's not working in my life because that's there for me. And in doing that, what frees up is for me to then be creative. And so when you've got a quiet mind and a clear mind, you can then begin to be creative. So that's one of the things that we actually do at the International Black Summit. As I said, it's a distinction called clearing. So there are some tools and some techniques that we have there at the International Black Summit that are very useful around the process of clearing, and we'll continue to talk about some of those things as well. Anything else that you want to speak to, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, and one more thing about clearing is that tool that again, welcome to International Black Summit. Our show, we have our show every Sunday, 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Also, we have the oxygen room from 9 o'clock to 9:30, and I will mention that number in a few minutes before the show ends. But the one thing that we have to remember, especially for me personally, that we have to pray to God. Because he's the one make everything clear for me, for my vision. He the one boy my vision. And I feel that we should get back to believe in God. And make sure whatever we do, make sure God first in our life.
Absolutely. And so we are religious, so I'm not even sure what the word is, but so if that's Allah, if that's Jehovah, whoever that higher power is, so that we say to utilize that higher power and to give honor to where it's due and to practice what it is that you're comfortable with. And even if you're an atheist, if you're an atheist, then do your thing. And you don't believe in God, understand that, but there's something that you can do around that to relieve stress. And so we invite you to do that. We invite you to really participate with yourself, know yourself, understand yourself, and manage yourself. You know, all of these things that we've talked about, behaviors, we've talked about food, exercise, we've talked about you know, honoring a higher power, and honoring ourselves, you know, and clearing. So those are some of the things that we've touched on. This is International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Our website is blacksummit.org. We invite you to go take a look and find out about the kind of events and summit shares that we're going to be having from time to time. Now I'm going to shift the conversation a little bit. And let's talk about stress in relationships. So I don't have to tell any of you that relationships can be stressful. From the level of communication, from the level of, someone contributing or not contributing enough, someone loves someone else more than the other person. You know, these are all of the turmoils of relationship that get expressed and begin to stress people out. So, again, all of these things that we've talked about, exercising, eating right, clearing yourself, using the distinction clearing from the International Black Summit. You know, there's nothing to do except to be. And Claudia mentioned no right way to be. That's a big one when you're looking at dealing with expectations around stress. Anything else you want to add about relationships and stress, Jerry? Before we open up.
I let you know, but you go ahead. I let you know.
Okay. We've got a caller, 312-493. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. Who's this?
Good evening. Good evening. Thanks for joining in the conversation. I'm glad that you guys are talking about that. I think that one of the things about relationships that we need to work on, it's good that you guys are talking about meditation and clearing, is that we, you know, a lot of us really don't know what a relationship is. A lot of us haven't seen a healthy relationship. We're modeling behaviors that we've seen growing up, that we see in the media, and a lot of these behaviors and ways of thinking don't really work for us as individuals and as a people, and then it causes a great deal of stress. I don't know the exact statistics on it, but I've heard that African Americans in the United States are the most unmarried group between certain ages, or I guess the so-called marriable age.
Mm-hmm.
And it's causing huge stresses in our communities, not being able to maintain relationships, maintain healthy families, or even just the stress of adjusting what our families are. I'm not saying that every family that's two parents is necessarily healthy, even though statistics may show that. I think it's good for us to begin this conversation about healthy relationships, you know, from all sides, and not from a standpoint of blame, but a standpoint of responsibility. You know, how are we going to respond to what we're dealing with?
Absolutely, very good. Very good. You know, you hit on something that's very important, and that is the conversation of I think parent is very, very stressful way of managing and having bringing up a family. You know, you're dealing with one income, you're dealing with someone who's tired, who's not sharing the burden. And oftentimes, you know, you just put out the statistic there in terms of we're the most unmarried group. And so, of course, that would bring lots and lots of stress around it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Jerry?
For me, I know personally, before my father passed in 1989, him and my mother was married for over close to 35 years. And then what I seen that both of them had very complex personalities, but they managed to work together. And I find out that when you have two different people sitting down, it's willing to make it work. Sometimes when you get older, you take it for granted until you reach that certain peak of your life, and to appreciate that you can see both sexes has worked together for the common goal, for the kids or whatever. So as for me, and plus I surrounded, plus they surrounded me personally around people that was in strong relationships or was married. Some of them wasn't working right. Majority of them did. And I know, like, for me personally, you know, I'm in a relationship, happy relationship. To me, it's communication. You got it. I feel that you have to communicate, especially if both people live in the same household, you have to communicate about bills or about, like, maybe little things like going out or what kind of friends that you have. And I feel that the number one thing we got, we have to communicate. Because, like the brother was saying, and it's true, a lot, you got some people, a lot of them think they know about relationships, but a few of them don't. They figure like, okay, I could do the certain thing that makes it work. That's why I'm saying everybody is different. Because for me, I'm still learning. I'm still learning, but I feel that we have to learn to communicate. And it goes back to my point that we were talking about, the person of Kwanzaa, and I'm going to read a lot of part about it. To make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. And I feel in our community, we're missing that. You know, we don't want to sit down and talk about our differences. And we have to learn to solve our problems together. I believe if we learn to solve our problems together, maybe that we can have a stronger relationship, stronger family. When you put both of these elements together, you have a strong community. We have a strong community.
Absolutely.
That's something that I want to pass that on.
Very good, very good. In the oxygen room, anyone in the oxygen room like to share?
Yeah, this is Henrietta.
Hello, Henry.
Anyone like
this
to share an oxygen room?
Yes, this is Henrietta. I one of the things that I think about communicating is it's even deeper than that. I think we have to understand who it is that we're talking to. You know, we're not just talking to someone we've entered into a relationship with. We're talking to every relationship that person has had and what's left over from that relationship. That's really who we're talking to. And I think in the communication that Jerry mentioned, you kind of find that out. And the gentleman who was on the phone earlier, I think that was Sean. He didn't state his name, but one of the things that I was in a conversation with Sean about, and he's working on a documentary, a documentary/book, about what it is and these myths that we have about male-female relationships, you know, and the myths that go along with those relationships. I think in order for us to communicate, we have to understand clearing, that distinction we talked about earlier, clearing, which means I allow a person to speak without responding, without judging what they're saying, you know, like authentic listening. So I invite everyone to come to the International Black Summit in Chicago in August, because those are some of the things that we work on, and it will help in our ability to communicate, you know, with one another.
Thank you. Max. Yeah, that's very good, because one of the things, again, relationship, workplace, and in the home, You know, one of the things that I look at, I've got some nieces and nephews, and their ability or lack of ability to communicate
has arrived.
Communicate effectively causes stress in their relationship coming up. And, of course, it causes stress for my sister, who is trying to manage all of the conversations, and, of course, the rest of us in the household who would have to deal with it. So, you know, there's stress in that. And one of the things, again, for me is to demonstrate and provide some kind of modeling. Brother, I believe you said his name was Sean, was on earlier talking about some of the models that we have around us are deficient because we only can know what we see around us and what we get from television. And I know one of the things for myself, when I went into my marriage, it was a complete disaster because what I saw on TV was not real. The other thing was that my parents had a very unique way of communicating so that they worked out their differences and negotiated and did their thing and then came to the family and presented a unified front. So I always assumed that, you know, that it was all nice and clear and the right things would occur or emerge in my marriage, and I didn't know that I had to negotiate, and I had to, you know, and I had to give up things, and I had to barter, and I had to, you know,
be compatible, forgo
what my interests were for the benefit of the relationship. So all of those things I wasn't prepared to do, and it was very stressful. And I didn't have the International Black Summit and clearing, you know, and exercise and meditation. So, you know, so those are very useful things that we can utilize in our way of being. We've got about 8 minutes left, and. Just wanted to make sure that Jill has a chance to come on and talk about the summit chairs that are coming up. Jill?
Hi. Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Great. Great.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi, Jill.
Hi. We have a couple of things going on with International Black Summit. First, there's a share in New York. It's March 19th. There is a prerequisite in New York, and that's going to be on February 19th. There's a share in Chicago, that's February 21st. And then there's a virtual community summit share for black men on February 8th. It's going to be 8 Eastern Standard Time. And to obtain the phone number, you have to go to gilmore360@yahoo.com. That's GILMORE 360@yahoo.com. And Glenn, do you, as far as the contact information for the share and the prerequisite in New York, are you the contact person?
I can be, because I know it's going to be Nancy and the folks are going to give it. Yes, so they can contact me at Glenn, GLENN, Greenwich, GREENIDGE, @AOL.com. And I can get that information to them. And my cell phone is 347-776-7817. So that's the New York share. You can contact me to get the information. I will definitely have the information around that. Very good.
Okay.
Thank you, Jill.
And then there's a share. You're welcome. And the share in Chicago, I believe, Henrietta is a contact person. And there will be a share in Atlanta. And more information will come out about that also on February 19th.
And Trevor, and from what I understand, in Atlanta, it's going to be ongoing every third, what's it, Sunday, Saturday?
Yes, every third Saturday of the month, we're going to have a share here in Atlanta. So we'll definitely send out the information and the location next year.
So we can also check at the website, www.blacksummit.org, for that information. So we want to make sure that you have that information. And again, a summit share is an opportunity to get a sense of what the summit would be. You know, again, like that Thanksgiving meal, when you're sitting there and you're smelling all the goodies being cooked up. You haven't tasted it yet, but you can anticipate and you have a sense of what it's going to be, what the meal is going to be like. So we offer you up to come check out the summit shares, check out, so you can get a sense of what's getting cooked up and brewed up and all the goodies that are going to be part of the International Black Summit in August in Chicago. So just want to let you know that. And
can we share the number to the oxygen room?
Yeah, no problem. The number is 218.
Please.
218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#.
Very good, very good. So this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're here every Sunday, providing you with conversations, insights, and possibilities of how you can use the work that we do to forward your life, to forward your projects, to forward your community, to forward information around the world. So we're here to support you in having your vision be fulfilled. We at the International Black Summit, the purpose is to provide participants with an opportunity to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. So that's who we are. That's what we're standing for. That's what we're up to. And that is the thing that we're here to deliver. So we've got about a couple minutes left. Henrietta, anything else for you as we're closing?
Well, I just want to invite everyone to join us in the oxygen room. When we end in a couple of minutes, we go to what we call the oxygen room, and that's the number that Jerry just gave out, the 218 number, and we continue the conversation there. And it's not recorded, so it's a little more raw.
Relax.
Right, so please, if Sean, if you're still on, if Jerry, could you give the number one more time, please, and anyone else who's listening?
Again, the number is 218-862-6420. Access number is 797-4834#.
Thanks, Jerry. And Summit Share in Chicago, February 21st, and that location is TNT Foods, 3824 South Morgan Avenue at 1 p.m.
All right, very good, very good. And again, we are the International Black Summit at www.blacksummit.org. There's a lot of information. The declaration is listed there. We have some of the questions and some of the distinctions are available online and some of the conversations. Jerry, anything else for you?
Oh, yeah, one thing, too. Like my brother Graham was saying about 30 minutes ago, we have our annual event every year, the first week of August. It's going to be at Windy City, Chi-Town. That's where my brother Corey at and Henrietta. And you will find out much more of these pieces. And then you find out more about the everything that deals with the summer, how you broaden your vision, how you find these things, how these things can transform your life. So I emphasize again, go to our website, www.blacksummit.org, and just keep it moving. Keep on transforming your life.
Diane has arrived.
Very good, very good. So with that, we just want to let you know that the oxygen room will not be available when we're online starting in February. So use our number, 646-716-9827. If you want to call in directly into the show, we still will have the oxygen room, but the oxygen room will be at 9 to 9:30, which is after the show is live streaming out to you in internet land. And with that, we love you. We miss you. We invite you to be the powerful person that you are. This is the International Black Summit, Glenn Greenidge, Jerry Thomas, Henrietta Bird, and the rest of the team, Jill, Jakesha, all of us wishing you well, loving you, and sending peace and blessings to you. Good night, all.
Everybody, your inner peace in your life.
David in Kansas City.
Has arrived.
Yes. Hi, it's Jakesha.
Hi, Jakesha. How are you?
Okay.
Hi, Jakesha.
Hi. Is that Numa?
Yes, this is Numa.
Hello.